Hey everyone, and welcome to this demo of the Stormux gaming image. For those of you that don't know what this is, Stormux, I don't know how you pronounce that. That is S-T-O-R-M-U-X. That is a distribution of Arch Linux that comes up talking and is designed to be used by a blind person. Specifically, this is for the Raspberry Pi computer. And if you don't know, the Raspberry Pi is a tiny computer. It's about the size of a credit card. And it runs Linux. And you can do all kinds of interesting things with it. I have the Pi 4. This came out in 2019. And this is the model with 4 gigabytes of RAM. So not the most powerful. But basically what the Stormux gaming image is if you know what, I think it's called RetroPie. It's basically an image that you can flash onto your Raspberry Pi and play old school video games. But to my knowledge, it's not blind friendly. But this is basically that. So there's a bunch of games in here. It comes up in a talking menu, so you don't really have to know much about how to use Linux, aside from knowing how to flash the system itself. Now, the way you get this, the guy that makes this, which is, by the way, is the same guy that made Haunted House and Mine Racer and Audio Game Manager, which is a way to play Windows-based games on Linux running on regular computers, basically with regular Intel and AMD processors. He has a Patreon, and if you subscribe to it, you can get this. So I'm paying $5 a month, which I think is pretty fair, and it's also, I think, a great way to support the great work that he's doing in all kinds of places. So basically, once you subscribe to the Patreon, you get a link to the Stormux.org site, and it's protected by a name and password. So you'll get those on the Patreon page after you become a patron. And you can download this. The image is, well, right now, as of June, well, I guess technically this is June 10th, but the last image came out June 9th. It's 12.8 gigs compressed. And once you uncompress it, it's about 46.7 gigabytes, so you'll want at least a 64 gig drive to install this on, and an even higher one, I would recommend at least 128 just to give yourself some room. I would also recommend that you boot this off of an external SSD plugged into the Pi with USB, or I think the Pi 5 has NVMe, so you could do that too, and that would probably be even faster. But basically, you unzip the file, you get a .img file, and you'd want to use a program like Rufus to write that to your drive. Now, I did a demo of Rufus in my demo of installing Windows, so the process is pretty much the same, and I'm not going to waste time covering that. But basically, you're going to write that to your drive, plug it into the Pi, and boot it. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to boot this up, and what I've done is I'm using a USB sound card, so I can plug it into the mixer, and you might hear some feedback. So I do apologize for that. And you may also be able to hear my sister in the background. I apologize for that too. So I'm going to turn on the Raspberry Pi. Wait, let me make sure my drive is hooked up. It is. This is an M.2 SATA drive in a USB to M.2 adapter, basically. Now, I'm going to turn on the power, if I can reach it. And there goes the power. And let's hit number 5 on my KVM. And in just a moment, you'll hear it boot. And it should be come up talking. Now, I have made some changes just to speed this up a bit, but I'll talk about those once we boot, which shouldn't. Yep.
Welcome to Stormux Gaming Menu. Use left and right arrows to navigate sections, up and down for items. Press H for help. Arcade. Audio disc.
Alright, and here we are. We are at the menu. I'm going to hit 0.
Volume 35%. Volume 40%.
Let's raise that up just a little bit. Actually, let me drop it down. So to turn the master volume up, you hit 0 in the menu. To turn it down, you hit number 9.
Volume 35%.
On your keyboard. As it says, up, down, move between menu options in a particular category.
Ball bouncer. Battle of the Hunter. Challenge of the Horse. Clashes of the Sky. Constant Motion. Crazy Party. Doom. Haunted House. Haunted Party. Cascade. Oh shit. Q9 Action Game. River Raider. Scramble. Screaming Strike 2. Scrolling Battles. Shooter. Side Party. Skateboarder Pro. Sketchbook. Your World. Super Egg Hunt. Super Liam. The Blind Swordsman. The Tornado Chicken. Toy Mania. Villains from Beyond. Wicked Quest. Zombol. Audio Disc.
And we're back up to the top. If I go to the right.
Board and Card Games. RS Games. RS Games. RS Games.
That's the only one in here. This is a version of RS Games that's using a MUD client. I think the MUD client is called Tintin.
Emulators. Apple IIe.
These are emulators, which I don't think these run very well on the Pi 4. At least they don't seem to.
Apple IIe with disk. Bop It. Dustbox. Game console menu. RetroArch.
Game consoles, if you have ROMs, you can upload them and I think play video games. I think the same is true of RetroArch. I'm not really sure what RetroArch is. I haven't messed with it.
MUDs. Alterian.
There's MUDs. I did a demo of Alter, but you can play that on here.
Empire MUD. End of Time. Callisti MUD. Alterian.
I don't know what those other MUDs are. I don't play MUDs anymore. They don't really interest me that much. And sorry about my chair.
Racing. Mach 1. Mine Racer.
So we've got Mach 1. I think that's the Jim Kitchen game. Mine Racer. I demoed that. That's another game that this guy made.
Top Speed 3. Wheels of Prio. Mach 1.
So we got that.
RPG. Bakurano de Balkan. Bakurano de Balkan 2. Bakurano de Balkan 3.
Now the cool thing with this, these are actually translated, so if I run one of these, it will actually
Bakurano de Balkan.
It'll actually play, so I'm gonna hit enter. And this is running, a lot of these games are running through emulation and Wine because they're Windows programs. So we're going to wait for it to load. There's the right, there's the logo.
Title menu. Load. End. Load. New game.
You can hit new game.
Please enter the player's name.
And this stuff is translated automatically, which is pretty cool. That was pre-configured, I presume. I'm going to hit Alt-F4, which should get me back to the game menu.
Bacchirano de Balkan.
So you see how those work, right?
Fantasy Story 2.
That's another Japanese game. I don't really like these that much. I think that's like an RPG thing, too.
Manamon 2.
I'm not going to demo that because that takes forever to load on this computer. On this Raspberry Pi.
Shadowline. Bacchirano. Sports. Golf. Pong. Golf.
Those are Jim Kitchen games. Right now, from what I've been reading, a lot of the Jim Kitchen games don't work because Sappy 5 support doesn't work. But I think Billy is working on making that work, so we'll see what happens in the future. Now, speaking of that, the downside right now is every time there's a new update to the system, you have to download another copy of the image and reflash your storage device.
Strategy. Sound RTS.
Is that? That one does work.
WarSim.
There's WarSim. I'm going to actually demo that in just a little bit because that's kind of a cool game that I picked up. It's like you're the king of your land and you can choose how you want to rule.
Text Games. BPG. Colossal Cape Adventure.
There's Classic Adventure. The Classic Adventure game. BPG is I think another game that was also made by Billy.
Go Fish.
There's a command line version of Go Fish.
RS Games.
This, I believe, is the RS Games Windows client.
Slay the Text.
I'm not sure what this is. I think it's like a text version of the Spire game. It's a mainstream graphical game. Slay the Spire.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
These are Infocom text-to-speech or Infocom text adventure games, not text-to-speech games. Not sure where that came from.
Upheaval.
I did a demo of this. I don't think this works right now. There's some games that won't launch, and actually, I guess I can talk about that. There's a problem right now, at least on my unit, where when you first flash the image, some of these games don't run because the emulator has to be rebuilt. You have to recompile the package. And hopefully that will be fixed, because right now you have to type in a bunch of commands and do things like that. But if you want to try this, I would highly recommend that you get the Raspberry Pi 5 or the 500, especially the 500, because that comes with a built-in keyboard. And you'll probably have a much better experience because the processor in that is much better. Also, that, or you may want to actually wait for the Pi 6 because I believe that will be even more powerful, and that's what I'll do. I'm going to get a Raspberry Pi 6, which should be a pretty big upgrade.
Zork 1.
You've got Zork 1, 2, and 3.
Zork 2. Zork 3. BPG.
And we're back.
Web. Aliens.
These are browser-based games.
Echo Commander.
Echo Commander is like a battleship type of game on steroids. I think I'm going to demo that at some point once I have someone to demo it with.
Periphery Synthetic EP.
I'm not sure what that is. I think it's like a sound experience thing.
Quentin C. Playroom.
There's Quentin C.
Sound Strider.
I don't know what Sound Strider is.
Alien. Help and Documentation. Navigating Help Documentation.
This is a help section. There's a bunch of stuff in here. Help files. There's a change log. I'm not going to go through all of these anymore because there's a lot of stuff.
Accessories. Music player.
And it's 10 o'clock. There's a music player. And you can load music files in here and play music.
Web browser.
There's a web browser, so if you want to do some browsing, you can. Although, as well, I've also been told that you probably don't want to update the image. So this is basically a highly customized version of Arch Linux, but you may not want to update it using the package managers because it might break things.
System. Internet configuration.
You can configure your internet connection here. If you hit enter, it will bring up a menu and you can choose Wi-Fi networks. I think you go in here, hit enter, down arrow to the one you want, hit right arrow to connect, hit enter, type your password, and hit enter. I'm using Ethernet, so I don't need that.
Use HDMI screen. Disable HDMI screen.
If you have an HDMI monitor, you can turn this on, and it might perform better. I believe the screen is off, so you technically don't need a screen hooked up to use this. I don't think you do.
Set system default speech rate.
You can set the speech rate. I'm going to actually slow this down a little bit, because I have it.
The current rate for the default voice is 0. Speech rate 10. Speech rate 20. Speech rate 10. Speech rate 10 has been saved successfully.
All right, we'll try to keep menu activated. Try to keep the speech rate as consistent as we can. Now that, I believe, is for games themselves.
Set default voice.
You can go in here and change the voice.
Upload files.
There's an upload server. Basically, you hit enter. It will tell you the IP address and the port that it's listening on. You would go to your web browser on another computer and type that in. So it might be 192.168.1.1:5000. It brings up a page. You can upload files such as the voice that I'm using. So basically, if you bought a Voxen voice from, I think the site is Oralux, you can go in there, upload the file, and it will automatically install it for you and set the voice.
Restart can take several minutes.
You can restart.
Power off. Wait 2 minutes before disconnecting power.
Yeah, it tells you to wait because if you turn off power too quickly, you might damage the system because it hasn't powered off yet.
Resize to fill empty space on disk.
I would recommend doing this, especially if you have a big drive. If you click on this, it will resize the partitions from the image so that it uses all the available space on your storage drive.
Enable Braille. Enable the LNA server.
I think you can use Braille displays with this. There's a DLNA server for streaming media files, like to a phone with an app that supports it, like VLC player.
Enable Fenrir screen reader.
Fenrir is a terminal-based screen reader. You can turn it on here and then go into the terminal with Control-Alt-F2 and do things in the command line, and it will talk to you.
Enable Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, I think, is still a work in progress, so this doesn't really do much right now.
Enable SSH.
SSH is a way to remotely control a Linux system over the network or even the internet if you configure it right, using a command line interface.
Internet configuration.
And here we are.
Arcade. Audio disk.
So that's a high-level overview of the image. I think I'm gonna end this by showing you a little bit of one of the games. This is still in beta, it's probably not even beta, but this is early access for patrons on this image specifically. I believe it will be released in October. It's called Wicked Quest.
Zomble, Wicked Quest.
This is a side-scrolling platformer. I think you're like a skeleton, and you're trying to cause as much havoc as you can. And there are different things you can do. You have to jump over graves. And there are things to fight. There's black cats and witches and things like that. And so let me load this up here. And it does take a while, because again, this computer is not very fast. There's the logo.
Play. Learn sounds. Instructions. Credits. Donate. Exit game.
And that's the menu, so you just up and down arrow. I'm not going to go through a bunch of this because this would take a long time, and this is already getting quite long, but I'll show you levels 1 and 2 of this game. I actually can't... I get to level 5 or 6, and I always die, so it's not as easy as you might think.
Learn sound. Play.
So I'll just try to explain some things as I go. You can learn the sounds. There's an instructions thing. I think what I'll do probably is do a proper demo of this game once it's actually out, and you can play it on any platform. But I'm going to load this here.
Select an Wicked Quest.
It tells you to choose an adventure, and I'll choose Wicked Quest. Now, it's going to be playing music in the background. I'm going to turn that down with, I believe it's Insert and End to go down and Insert Home to go up. This is a 2D platformer, so left and right will make you move. Tab will toggle between walk and run mode. Press the up arrow to jump. Control key to use your weapon. I'll explain things as we go here. So I'm going to hit enter.
Level 1, the mausoleum. After years of existing as a pile of bones, someone was crazy enough to assemble your skeleton. Time to wreak some havoc. Press any key to repeat or enter to continue.
So there's some text at the beginning of each level. And yes, in case you're wondering, the speech in many cases is handled by Speech Dispatcher on Linux. There's some clever stuff going on. So I think this is actually a native program for Linux, but like for the Windows games, they either speak using self-voicing or they use an NVDA driver that I think it like tricks it into thinking it's outputting to the NVDA reader, but it's actually outputting to Speech Dispatcher, which is, like I said, the text-to-speech system on Linux. Think of it like like Microsoft's Sappy in Windows. Here we go. I'm going to turn down the music a little bit. Or maybe, actually, I thought... I'll just leave this as it is. So the sound you hear off to your right, that is bone dust. You can press C.
Zero bone dust for extra lives. Zero bone dust for saves.
Tells you how much you have. You want to jump and collect as much of this as you can because it will heal you and give you lives. So I'm going to jump, hold down the right arrow. You hear that sound. This is a coffin. So I'm going to jump and hit the control key to get the item off of it. So you break the coffin. Okay, that's a goblin.
Invincibility wore off.
And that item was Hand of Glory. That's an invincibility item. Here's another coffin. So yeah, the control key is your weapon. I'm trying to chase after this item.
You fell in an open grave.
Oh, crap.
Now, it's yours. Press play.
Okay, let's try this one more time.
Select an event.
So I'm going to get these things. So I'm going to jump over to this item.
Start of level.
The voice is a little hard to understand. I think it's saying Hand of Glory. This is a goblin.
Invincibility wore off.
We're getting close to a grave here. Jump. That bong noise means your
invincibility wore off.
Is wearing off. Another goblin. I'm gonna let this wear off.
Invincibility wore off.
That sound means you're close to the edge of a grave. So jump, hold the right arrow. Find generally if you hold the arrow key, it's better when jumping. Jump and get this item. It's a jack-o'-lantern. You can throw those at your enemies by hitting slash. Like that. J.
Zero jack-o'-lanterns.
Check your jack-o'-lanterns. This game is surprisingly addictive. Actually. Hand of Glory, I'm invincible again. Just gonna jump a little faster. Another jack-o'-lantern.
Invincibility wore off. One jack-o'-lanterns.
Let's jump away from him and face towards him. That's satisfying. That's the end of the level.
Level 1, the mausoleum, complete.
If I wait.
Time taken, 1 minute and 53 seconds.
If you down arrow here.
Bone dust, 41. Enemies killed, 6. Coffins broken, 7. Items collected, 48. Score, 30,600. End of text.
And press enter.
Level 2, the graveyard. This is a boss level. You must defeat all enemies before you can advance. The mausoleum led to an ancient graveyard. Watch out for falling skulls. Press any key to repeat or enter to continue.
Yes, then we have some new things to fight. These are not really fight, but avoid. These are skulls that will scream at you and fall from the sky. If they hit you, they'll hurt you. Oh yeah, and pressing H, by the way, will check your health. L is lives.
10 health of 10. 1 lives.
Alright. Let's continue here.
Invincibility wore off.
It's a screaming skull.
Skull straw mended. Invincibility wore off. Pumpkin catapult activates.
That's a pumpkin catapult. It will shoot pumpkins at you, and you have to dodge them. But that one hit me.
6 health of 10. Skull straw mended.
I'm gonna let that go.
Extra life got away.
Yeah, I'm not gonna jump the pit again. See if we can get that item. There we go. I just got hit.
6 health of 10.
Coffin. This is actually performing quite well on the Pi, but I think it's because it's not running in emulation. That's a cat.
Invincibility wore off.
And there's the witch. So she's got her pet familiar that I just killed. Come here. Wait. Let's actually do this. Let's use a jack-o'-lantern. And we got the broom, which does a bit more damage if I press E.
Wielding witch broom.
So we got the broom from her. And, you know, you could continue playing this.
Play.
I'm going to hit escape and escape again.
Game menu activated.
And that's basically it.
Board and card.
I'm going to shut this down.
RP, sport, strap, text, web, help, accept, system, enable, power off.
And now the system is shutting down. So I'm going to go back over to my main computer. Again, sorry if you can hear Kathy making strange noises. That's just what she does. Anyway, that is a look at the Stormux gaming image. I think that's pretty cool. It's definitely not perfect. It's a work in progress, and there are bugs. But he's releasing updates pretty regularly. So as long as you are subscribed, you can access them. The password on the site changes every month. And, you know, I think for $5, this is pretty fair. Of course, you have to be the judge of that. But I think this is cool because these computers are very cheap. I got my Raspberry Pi, like I said, for, or maybe I didn't tell you the price, but I got it for $100, and that was in 2019. That came with the board, the case, a fan, which I don't use because I don't need the fan running and it makes a bunch of noise. I got a 32 gig SD card and HDMI cable. And it's just cool to see this tiny computer about the size of a credit card doing as much as it does. Yes, it's not that powerful. And they have come out with some new stuff. Let me move this cable off over here to the side. Yes, they've come out with some better quality boards. But again, I think this is cool. And if the sighted can play their games with RetroPie, I think it's cool that we have this option. So, yeah, with that being said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, leave them in the video. I'll put the link to the Patreon if you want to check this out. And yeah, so you guys take care. And I will be back in the next one. Bye.